hooked on Luponics. Works for me. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour craft beer show. I am Mikey.
Hello, I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about craft beer.
We are?
Yes, that's us. That's what we do.
What the hell have I been doing for 156 shows?
I don't know, man.
Shows?
Wake up, bro.
Not craft crackers.
Wake up. Beer. We're going to give you beers to look out for, you know, you'll be out leading the pack when you're around your little beer buddies. You can go, "Do you know about this? Heard about it. You'll be able to do that.
Is that better than had it? Is heard about
it? Yeah, heard about it.
I heard about that.
Then you'll hear what we've been drinking lately, and then... We'll all listen to the listeners talk back to us.
Because we like to listen to you.
We do. And we'll talk about some craft beer news. But first, let's get into what we've been drinking here during our tailgate session of the show. I have highly advised you tailgate before podcasting.
Yeah. Loosens the lips.
One of them was we still had a couple of Fat Tire and Friends beers from the Rad Stacy episode. This one was the Fat Wild Ale, the New Belgium Avery Brewing's take on a Fat Tire.
I don't know if I didn't like that one the first time, but I did like it today. So.
Oh. I was fine with it.
For people that can call me out, I'm changing my answer. For people that don't know, I just like it.
The whole time. Nick?
Huh?
Nick, you care about that one?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up from Nick.
My thumb
is sideways.
It's a meh?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't pour it out.
No, I drank it all.
Drain pour.
I even checked to see if there's more. Oh. Also, a Orderville from Modern Times Brewing IPA, Dank Mosaic IPA. They're still floating around a little bit.
Did you guys think this is getting a touch old?
Yeah, it wasn't as crisp.
I am still enjoying it. I'm currently working through a six-pack of Oneida, and I'm preferring the Orderville over it. I know it's pale to IPA, whatever, but I'm still perverting this Orderville just a little bit more.
Nice. Okay. I was worried, and all that paranoia set in that, oh, no, it's old. Oh, God. Here we go.
Oh, no.
This is happening. Old Modern Times is happening. But I could just be over the
Modern paranoid. Times will stop not giving us beer.
Yeah. Fresno's not buying it like they thought they would.
Well, I'll tell you, we're not. I don't know that we're buying, because those four core beers are just everywhere. And boring.
Boring.
And now I'm like bored with Blazing World. I'm like,
I found a Black House Blazing in the fridge World yesterday, and I got kind of excited.
Oh, hey.
Oh,
how's it going? Oh,
look at a single. Oh. Just hanging out.
Hey, honey.
What are you doing?
Look
there?
At here.
You want to?
It was a good feeling.
You want to go over to the sofa and put on some Netflix?
On some Netflix? That doesn't sound like a good move. I wouldn't do that.
Right now, it's all about Tour de France and chill.
Oh, they have live Tour de France happening on Netflix?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's on NBC Sports. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Not on Netflix. I'm a total biker with my Fixie.
Yeah, Fixie's getting a workout this year.
I ride around getting Pokemons everywhere around town.
Oh, here we go. We can't even make it 10 minutes
into the show. Yes, 5 minutes in, Pokemon drop.
Okay, my dream would be the Pokemons would be beers. And they would be real beers. So when you get there, there's a beer waiting for
you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like if untapped.
Then I would quit my job.
For me, that works. I actually have a key to the studio. So I could just be like, what's in here? Oh, hey.
There's a 22 beer. There's a 22
ounce. I'm going to have to start storing my good beer in the inside fridge.
Come in. There's a padlock. What the fuck?
Oh, padlock.
I'll get Jovi to open the door for me.
The adult fridge. You got to move it to the adult fridge. Is that
I saw some padlocks Tangent. I saw some padlocks on a water fountain, not fountain, but where you put a hose in, where you plug a hose in, one of them water faucets, locks on them. That's how hardcore we are with water nowadays.
A hose bib for you.
I had locks on the water.
Locks on the water. No free water here.
Anyway, we also had from Grand Teton Brewing, Bitch Creek Extra Special Brown.
What'd you call me?
Bitch Creek.
Creek. You creek.
What do you think of this one from Grand Teton Brewing?
It took bottle a minute condition. To settle in, but man, it's I could see a weekend sixer of that.
Eastern Idaho, right there on the border of Wyoming and Idaho, is Grand Teton. I had a couple of their beers, but I had not had this one before. This one, they're in Victor, Idaho.
Not enough browns in the world.
No, there aren't. I am not a fan of browns, but producer Becky, that's pretty much all she'll drink. And... Or at least happily drink anyway, and and it's a struggle sometimes to get a brown, and it's annoying. Yeah. And have Fig Tree here, that it's just in and out. One day there'll be two or three, and then the next day there'll be nothing in there. There's just no browns at all to speak of. So I hear you, brown. Lovers of brown.
You had your bell and you're like, brown. Bring out your brown.
Bring out your brown.
Bring out your brown.
Here's I'm not quite brown
here's
yet.
Here's one. I'm not quite brown yet. Clunk.
Just go ahead and take it. Take it. That reminds me. Does Monty Ailsmith,
Python reference.
I'm Googling right now. Does Ailsmith put their brown in a
suspect? Never Googled on a show.
Okay.
Ailsmith, their nut brown?
Yeah. Is that in the sixer?
Yes. Nice. It is. I occasionally will see it and get it. It is producer Becky's number one all time is Rogue Hazelnut Brown, but I think that Ailsmith might be number two. It's right there.
Who does number two work for? And it's true. Google confirms Nut Brown six packs. Yay. I will be trying this.
Yes. Again. That's confirmed.
So you can't put anything that's not true on the internet.
So we are due for a
shoe beer.
Show beer.
Our first shoe beer.
Show beer.
Hurry, I'm mid-pour.
And we're back.
I'm mid-pour.
We lost some audio there for a second. Good thing I noticed it.
And my monologue is gone.
Oh, man.
I was pouring the whole
time. I dropped some stuff and things stopped recording, so.
Whew. So just in case, okay. We're drinking the Clown Shoes third-party candidate, and I said, God damn it, that's probably politically based. And I said, it's my favorite style, hoppy, pale, lager. I like a good Heppel.
I thought you guys might enjoy this. I went to Moroa Shell today for the first time in a little while.
I did see the Trench Run 22 is your Snapchat.
Yeah.
I did see you in the beer cave.
Seen that on Snapchat.
With that excessively loud fan.
Oh, was it like,
what's
loud?
This? It's a brrrr in the beer cave.
Tell me I was in the beer cave, bro. Yeah, this is only $6. Bomber, third-party candidate. It's got like a Mount Rushmore, and then there's a bearded dude as like the fifth president. like he's the third party guy, and this is and that guy is looking at this Mount Rushmore with some
the nihilist
Secret
party.
Service with him. Nihilist party.
Who's the nihilist party?
You got some right.
I did.
Okay.
It's so what's the deal with Clown Shoes? Where the hell is Clown Shoes from?
Nobody knows.
They're like this mysterious. Do they have a tap room?
I'm gonna guess New Mexico for some reason.
Oh, you're gonna guess? Oh, I have the. They are from New York.
New York.
I knew it.
Clifton Park, New York.
New York.
I never hear of it's. They're a weird
yes, very
company
weird.
Because they're like, at least here, back here in California, nobody's really like, oh, Clown Shoes, gotta have it, bro.
But we get them.
But we get them.
I think Space Cake was the only one people went ape shit for around here.
But nobody nobody hates on them.
Right.
Nobody's like, oh, clown.
Oh, they had the chocolate sombrero, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was tasty.
So they're like this weird little area. I kind of just more known for their labels than their beer. Because they're comic book-based designs.
Very Mr. Bungle.
Ooh. Yeah, I see that. But it's just, they're in the weird space.
You don't know you're supposed to hate them space?
No, yeah. I don't.
Do we like them?
Do I like
don't
them?
Know.
Are they cool?
Are they, they're not, are they not indie? Cool. Are they indie? That's a good question.
I think so.
Always ask the question.
Always ask if they're indie. Are these indie?
Wow, this is a tasty lager.
So, just like Mikey said, you see it on the shelf, you see it on the draft list. It's probably not. It's probably like your fifth selection if they were out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But their Mango Kolsch and these and this beer are surprisingly very good. And they're just totally. They don't just say, "Hey, pick me," but it's good.
And there's six packs of that Mango Kolsch. That Fig and Marua had them too. Whoa. And I always almost get it and just don't because they are good, but they're the. And I worry that they're too old. And then I move on.
Yeah. Old.
I'm going to do it though. That Mango Kolsch was good.
You could probably, I mean, even if a Kolsch was about 6 months old, there probably would not be much difference on it.
Yeah.
Cool.
But the mango, man, the mango storage. Will be super mangoing, popping.
It just depends where they introduced it. If they introduced it into the boil, like actual fruit juice into the boil, it's pasteurized. It's probably not going to change too much.
Hmm.
If it's a synthetic flavor, it probably would just separate more than like go bad.
Interesting. Interesting.
My opinion. I taste could be wrong.
Of your
medicine. I'm getting that. Now I'm getting that sixer.
Sixer on the way.
Just pick it up.
Just do it.
Just lick it up.
Culture. Culture.
Hi. So I got a couple of culture things. They're kind of it's a mix between looking out for and culture. So I'm just going to cover both of them at one time.
I have one of those too.
So Continental Drift, which is a collaboration apparently from Knee Deep and Cigar City. People probably know about this, but I just saw today that they are bottling it. So Continental Drift bottled at Cigar City in collaboration with Knee Deep. So I'm hoping that
that's Florida a weird
Steve or somebody can get us one of those bottles.
Why
over
can't
here.
We get it? We get all Knee Deep's shit.
In the past, I've seen where like Knee Deep, whoever they've collaborated with, they've done their own version and it's been distributed to us. So I don't know if they did that this time or if it's just at Cigar City. So if we can confirm that we're not getting bottles, I would like to see if there's a way that we could be in search of one. That's throwing it out there. And then Golden Road was actually on Periscope today and they were periscoping.
That's still a thing.
Golden Road and Periscope are still a thing.
And they were periscoping the specialty grain being milled into one of their first beers at their OC branch, which I'm assuming is their new brewery. So I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, 4 minutes of watching people dump grain bags into a mill is probably not exciting for somebody like me that sees it on the daily, but it could be exciting for somebody to go, ooh, what are they doing? So there's that. You can still go watch it.
Did they dump in some beechwood in with it too?
No.
Dump it in Golden Road.
And then
Budweiser owns Golden Road. That's what the reference was.
I thought it was Coors.
Maybe it's Coors.
That's St. Archer.
I think it's Budweiser.
Beechwood spirals.
They're spirals. Shavings?
Lagunitas had a nice little video about canning. And
what?
I believe they were canning the Sucks beer. Or it had the
sex
little
beer?
They had a Lagunitas beer and they had a little Sucks logo on it and the pull tab.
It's a Tom Jones song.
So typically on the top beer, they have a pull tab. It has a little top rivet beer. And then it has a little eyelet on the top of the tab. They actually customized that pull tab where the eyelet would normally be at the top of the tab. That's the Sucks logo. They actually were able to stamp that out in the pull tab, and I thought that was pretty unique.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Monster Energy did that like 10 years ago, too.
Did it.
So that's my culture in looking out for assholes.
Do you have any more buyout culture for us?
Oh, shing,
shing.
Could you go stand by your pool real quick? I have to tell you something.
Oh, I'll gladly get pushed in my pool right now.
I'm a pro, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I got my suit on, so I'm all right.
I hit our next show beer in the bottom of your pool.
Oh, really?
Go find it.
Oh, Pokemon. Well, go.
Don't worry about the electricity that's pumping in there. Yeah, there's a Pokemon at the bottom of your pool. Oh,
I'll get it.
You have to take all your clothes off, though. Oh, okay. Well, Dorktown, uncomfortable silence.
Yeah.
I was just letting that one hang out.
That's what he said.
Hang out with my wang out.
Nick?
Hi. What do you want to talk about first?
Everything. All of the things.
Do you like chips and dip?
Yes.
Yes.
And I am addicted to chips and dip.
Do you like chips, dip, and craft beer?
I like those things.
As often as possible.
Right? This is a regular thing I do.
Then you'll want to be at House of Pendragon on Saturday, July 16th.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
Salsa competition.
Oh. Ooh, man. I might have to tell Bells about that. This might have to be a thing. Bells is also a salsa enthusiast.
If you prefer, yes, your snacks to include a two-part system.
Yeah.
Then you will want to check this out.
I'm always interested to see which way things will go, because it seems like when you have like chili or salsa contests, it could go one of two ways. There could be amazing salsa that was made at home, mm-hmm. or there's just people that just want to see people cry. And yeah, there was there was another local establishment that had a chili cook-off, and obviously there was a winner, but I heard that there are many terrible chilies that could have been intentional, and that there are many chilies that just pretty much you were just chewing on peppers, and so you were just crying and about to vomit. So,
well, they've worked that out by you have to declare your heat level.
Oh,
what's that? Good. What's that?
Scoven?
The Scoven units.
Yeah, there you go.
But I doubt people will know the actual Scoven unit of their... So it's either hot as fuck or nah. Is it nah?
This is hot.
I give it a 25. What's the limit on Scoven level anyways? Oh, it goes up to a million.
11 you know. Billion.
Goes up to 11.
I believe we rate Joaquin Marietta, which is a chili beer. Up. Four pepper... jalapeno, pretty, habanero, serrano, and Fresno. Chili beer.
It's a hot
beer.
Over
1,000 Scoven.
1,000
Scoven. It's a hot beer. Yeah. I'm going to finally do that marinade a tri-tip in the Joaquin Marietta.
Not disappointed.
It's got a Traeger grill, bro. I'm going to be grilling all the time, bro.
Just for anybody. You don't even have have access to our beer. Just chili beer plus meat is perfect.
And there's your reco of the episode.
Whoa. Chili beer plus tri-tip plus... brisket,
marinate
maybe brisket in other places, or asada.
Marinate Texas. For at least 2 hours.
Texas yep. brisket,
chicken, sausage, chili.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know our local college.
We need to get Rocket Dog on this. Get them to do some Marietta brats.
I know our local college here. They will actually. I don't know if anybody can go in there, but I know the New Belgium rep has gotten them to make specialty beer sausages for them. So.
Beer brats.
That'd be cool to know a butcher to be like, hey.
Hmm.
Brats and Bros.
That Gibson store they got.
Put it in my sausage, they might have it in there.
First annual Brats and Bros Fest.
Brats and Bros.
It's a total sausage fest.
I didn't see that coming.
Dun, 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 dun. Ba-dum-tsh. What else?
Late to this party? Almanac is in cans now.
Not to actually talking about it. You're not late to it.
All right.
I did notice that Fig has some almanac and cans.
Oh, they actually are out. Okay.
It seems like I've seen
photos. I know I listened to the Brewing Network and they had High Water on and they talked about their Kolsch. Yeah. their
high water cucumber, has that weird Kohl's weird label
one in can.
Doesn't look like high water anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways, so I mean, but they're all they all do brewing with Hermitage, Almanac, and High Water.
Ah, interesting.
So I'm wondering if that's what's happening, is that they got access to a canning line.
It does look like their core, it's their core beers, the IPA. And
I'm wondering if a canning line showed up at Hermitage.
I wonder if the chocolate porter is going to be in cans. Hmm. Almanac is a really good chocolate porter.
Ooh. It's fantastic.
Oh, my.
Cans are taking over. People are saying they're not viable, but I think they're growing every day.
They're viable. I've even been drinking out of, lately, I've been okay with drinking out of a can or bottle.
What?
Just like straight.
Straight up?
Not demanding a glass from somebody. You know, when you're in a foreign place, not your house, you're like, most people don't have beer glasses or best you can do is get a wine glass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So lately I've just been, fuck it. I'm just going to drink out of a can. I already know, especially if it's a beer I know, I don't have to worry about, like, I've got to get the proper, this is my first introduction to this beer, I've got to get the right glassware, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
If it's a beer I'm very familiar with, I'll just go, can, boom,
can.
Drink.
Yeah.
I think.
Save the whales.
Save the whales.
Most of my modern times I drink, well, I mean, the 22s I'll put in a glass, but the cans typically I'll drink straight out of the can.
Ooh.
No if, questioning if you're at home, of it. Even if I'm at home.
Oh, no, that's just wrong.
But I had to pull
situational.
What are you, poor?
Situational, bro.
I had to pull
a
dick move the other day where somebody had sent me a photo of a beer in just a plain Jane Modern Times glass. And I was like, oh, let me pull up my fancy prism gold leafed one.
Oh.
And so that was why I enjoyed a Modern Times beer out of the glass, because I was being a dick.
You think that's cool? Look at this.
I'm going to go back for seconds face. On that clown shoes.
Ooh, getting more of that clown shoes action.
Getting clowny.
Yo.
What? It's getting hot in here, so I need to drink more cold beer.
Quiet and nerdy. You
want? No. Oh. I was pointing
no, you
to,
go. No, you
to
go.
Store, to more, no, more you culture.
Go. Oh, so the Trader Joe's ordeal. I mean, certain small-ish supermarkets only carrying one flavor of a brewery.
Don't ruin it for Modern Times. You can't mention
this. Is this
name.
A new trend? I didn't say Modern Times until you just said it. You know. We were in the clear.
I mean,
it's not the worst idea in the world, but it's just kind of weird how it's an indie brewer kicking this off by only sending one flavor. You know, they make the Fruitlands in two different flavors, mm-hmm. right? But only one of them goes to Trader Joe's. The rest goes to the open market.
Yeah.
And I'm not against it yet because I have a Trader Joe's within a couple miles of my house. But say if it happens to,
move north?
No. Yeah, if it moves north or if it's like a store that's not in my area, mm-hmm. then anger will ensue, I believe.
Yeah, if I lived in a town without a Trader Joe's, that would suck. I'm like, what the hell?
Because you weren't a fan of the passion fruit version, right?
No.
Did you guys like the apricot?
Yes.
I like it. Yeah. You know, it's not something I care about having, you know, buying just have a beer.
If I'm going to have apricot, it better be in a Saison. So that's my vote on that beer. And my current favorite one that they do is the Universal Friends. That's the grape one. Yes. Grape if you must.
I think it's actually brewed with grape must.
They're just thinking about grape must as they're brewing it.
They're just thinking it's a thought they had at that moment.
Grape must.
Oh, that would be awesome. We should have totally planned for that.
Grape must. Oh, we could put it on labels though.
At the Buy the Glass event we went to, right? That's the one we had?
Yeah. Buy the Glass event.
Yeah.
You no longer call it Steal the Glass?
Should not be called Steal the Glass unless the beer is the exact price as every other beer.
You were there for
beer.
That discussion.
Oh, yeah. That's my campaign. Do not, Steal the Glass should not be used as a term unless In fact, that beer is the same price as it would be normally.
So there's usually no, there's no threshold. The like, if, say, if it was a dollar more and you got a glass, would that still upset you?
I bought a dollar glass. I bought spent a dollar for a glass.
All right,
which is fine. Like that Modern Times glass is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I got a Tioga glass at Popolo's. Mm-hmm. Popolo's open, by the way. that was I'd never seen before. I already got two of them and I broke one already.
Ah,
I don't even remember what glass it was.
It's pretty red glass. It's like an IPA glass without the ridge for her pleasure.
Yeah, we actually nicknamed those the IPA glass.
Way to go, Mikey.
Yeah,
you knew it.
Yeah, that was our General's Army release, but. Yeah, we I can't remember what we got those for, but I think it was Tecumseh was the official blaster.
Hey, we still got these laying around. You want to hear them?
But
one would just try to take away from. I was like,
you're like, nope.
No, what? Because I didn't know that was gonna happen, and not to step all over Bing Car drinking, but I just ordered a XBA, and she brought it, and it was on nitro.
Yep,
and I was like, oh, okay, sure. And then she said, you can keep that glass. I'm like, okay, I will keep this glass. Thank you. And then the next one just came on. Let me take that. And I'm like, no. She said I could keep it. And then she was like, oh, she said you can keep it. Then you can keep it. I was like, yeah, damn straight.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? That's one thing you got to worry about.
I put you on Instagram.
Sometimes that you're smarter than
I'm the salad bar guy.
That you're at.
So I'm the salad bar guy.
There's some guy yelling over there. You want to kick him out? Yes, I do.
Wait, go ahead.
Nope.
Vitterberg.
My point's gone.
Damn it. Come on.
Just going to say, sometimes you have to worry about steal the glasses because they might not even tell you. Like,
yeah.
Go ahead. It's okay.
Last time I was at...
is it?
Last time I was you're at Eureka
cackle
Burger,
me when I leave.
They was a steal the glass day, but I was like, I think it's steal the glass time, but I wasn't sure. And they had cool pizza port can glasses. And I was just kind of like, do we take these or are they taking them from us? I never found out.
I just went ahead and took them just to be safe.
Sometimes it's safe to just take it.
And they're just, you know, they're just working there. What do they care?
What do they care?
They're not going to like what they're not unless they're a place that has that uses just random glassware. They're not going to care.
Dun, dun, dun.
I love gold.
That was a bomber. I heard it.
Boomer.
Had the bomber open.
It was slow and low. Let yourself go. Slow and low. That is the tempo.
That sounds good. That sounded good.
Oops, I used my big glass.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
What do we have here, Peter Brewer?
Top pour.
My new bill.
Ooh, you got
glass.
Top pour.
Oh, Mikey called middle pour.
I called middle pour.
Give Mikey middle pour.
I called middle pour. Yeah, earlier in the day, I called middle pour on this beer.
He group text called it.
Yeah. So one of my employees, Michael, he happened to be down in the Sandy of Egos over the weekend.
That's a good middle pour.
And I said, hey, man, well, and he's all, dude, he's like, if you want anything from Modern Times, let me know. He didn't even let me finish my sentence. And I was like, dude, Protocosmos, don't know if it's coming to town. Please.
It hasn't yet.
Please.
It should have.
So.
And it hasn't.
And so he picked me up a danky fresh Protocosmos.
Galaxy. I assume Galaxy IPA or Galaxy Hops, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Anthem. Have you heard of Anthem Hops?
Galaxy, Anthem, and Centennial.
I don't get dank on the nose.
Yeah. It's a dank muted.
Dank mute. Dank attenuated.
Mm-hmm. Attenuation, good. Good call on there.
Mm-hmm. It's coming to me.
Lofting.
Munchen Vienna hops is malts. Carapils and Turo. Why doesn't anybody get jacked up on the malts?
Jacked up on the malts? Like, really pointing out the malts.
Oh, Turo, bro!
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
yeah.
Turo!
That's a good point.
I love Turo.
I think we're just not educated on malts enough. Can you really taste like, oh, this is two row malts? Like if somebody's,
I bet you could. I bet if mm-hmm.
somebody's trained enough, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Well, I'd say the vast majority of beer is two row malt.
That okay, would be, so maybe two row isn't a good example, but they got Munchen and
Munich.
Munchen. Go to Germany sometime.
Yeah.
Well, bro. We maybe say
study
Munich.
In Germany and open up a tap room in Clovis, bro.
But
yeah, bro, Clovis. It's pretty much Germany Junior.
In brewing, they usually have base malts and specialty malts. So two row would be a base malt, whereas the Carapils, Vienna, and the Munich would probably be specialty.
Yeah, I was just wondering. It's like, oh, malts, bro. I'm a malt head.
That's a good point. I'm a total malt head. Oh, God, we got a malt head here.
Brewers,
what kind of malty beers you got on tap?
What's that? You got any crystal malt?
I don't know what you're saying right now. One of these.
I like the rare three-row beer. Good three-row.
I like this beer. It's light on the palate.
Triple malted.
It's light on the palate.
Triple dry malted.
Triple dry malted. The nose to me is like I'm walking in the hop cooler at work. It just has that effervescence of hops just sitting there.
The cereal. Just
drifts it into the nose.
It's a double sparge malt.
But getting back to the story. Brewers do get jacked up about malts.
Brewers do, but because I'm talking about the drinking masses.
I would say that there are people that know what malts are and what malts give you mouthfeel, what malts give you color, what malts give you this, what malts give you that. So I'd say there's people that would probably say, well, this stout, if it had oatmeal, it'd be better. Yeah, there's a general populace.
There's nobody with an oatmeal flake as their
as their logo.
Avatar. Yeah, avatar. There you go.
Avatar.
Nobody with point. a wheat.
That's
grain.
That's right. The next thing.
Find a way to prove me wrong.
2017.
People are going to be all about malts.
Let me see that malt bill, bro. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Reveal your malt sheet. Bill.
See that build sheet. That's all I'm saying.
Pluto Cosmos.
Hair ties.
I'm happy that I had this beer. Check.
That's a looking out for. Check off.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that also a Megadeth song? Proto Cosmo?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Hey, well, Dave Mustaine, get on that.
There's your music and beer pairing.
They had one on, that was Moto Psycho.
Nah.
That was off the Risk album, the one that nobody ever listened to.
Yes.
Except for you.
With the mousetrap on the
actually,
cover.
Actually, I did listen to it.
Let's do it real good.
It was okay.
Boom.
The remaster was better. I think they even had demo. We don't need to go down this road. Just shut me up. Right
shut
now.
Up.
Yeah.
Stone, well, they're always doing stuff.
The Rolling Stones?
Stone Brewing.
No, Stone Brewing.
Only doing things. Their IPA, their classic Stone IPA, is going through another revision. Now it's going to be called V1.1. And they changed up the hop profile.
You could do that?
Wow. They're Stone. They can do anything they want. So in about 6 weeks, to look out for that, Stone is they changed up, they modernized the hop profile on it on their IPA.
That's bold to announce that, because
mm-hmm.
that means they probably could have been doing that. They probably could have made the first batch and said, "Oh, we need to change this," and they could have been doing that. I would probably say, for the greater part of beer companies, that labels are obviously the first thing that you have to create once a beer is done. But it's probably the last thing that they update after the beer has been made. So I'd be surprised how many beers have changed since the label and or how many times they've made this new hop version without ever saying anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this new version isn't, you're going to see it for a few weeks. But
well, but unless you've already had it, you just don't know.
Had this other new version.
You've had this version, but with an old label. Could right. be a thing. Could be a thing.
Could mm-hmm. be a thing.
Coronado. That That's a cool thing about label refreshes is when you do that and like
it's cleansing
then
your the
old
stock.
Your old label is like very blatant, like, oh, that's an old beer. I know that one's old.
Oh yeah, Track 7 has a label refresh.
Yeah, keep I saw that on. In Whole Foods they have a label, but I have not seen it anywhere else. Oh, Whole Foods is apparently the only one that's got their
a new Track batch 7's is label. What you're saying.
Yeah. Apparently. Everywhere else it's the old labels.
Old beer.
That I've seen this week.
Did any of you guys see the very generic post? I don't know. Not even generic. It's generic, but it's not even a real post. So Stone Brewing liked this page, a very vague page. It's called Arrogant Brewing. On Facebook. You guys don't get on Facebook, do you? Okay.
No, I don't. I'm on there once a night. They like it. It's a brewery called Arrogant Brewing.
It's a very like somebody just started the page yesterday type thing. No photos, no nothing. Right. There's only 37 likes, but it's called Arrogant Brewing, and Stone Brewing liked it. I'm like, what's going on here?
Is that what's his name?
That's what I was wondering. Is like,
because Mitch Steele.
Are they hoarding, like beginning to hoard names and domains and all that?
Yeah, because
Mitch has not announced the name of his new company. They're still figuring out things. Okay. He's announced who he's working with, the location that they're at, that they're in progress, but he's not released a name.
Because Mr. Sierra Nevada announced he's going to retire in 2017.
What?
No, yeah. It's not.
And
it's their head brewer, right?
Somebody. Oh, I thought it was Mr. Sierra Nevada.
I don't think it's
Ken Grossman.
Yeah.
I thought it was. Maybe I'm
wrong. Ken already has his son running the other plant in the Midwest. So, I mean, it's kind of like, even if he does finally step down, it's kind of, I think it's already.
Shows you we read the article.
I think plans are already in order.
And that, because I heard rumors that, like, oh, see, this is going to be what Mitch Steele is doing. He's doing something with Ken Grossman. That's what I think I saw.
Nevada Stone.
Getting stoned in Nevada.
There you go.
Oh. Bro, I bet you those guys get stoned. All the time, man.
Allegedly.
That's a cause for some good speculation. I'm pretty sure we know somebody in the industry that can dig a little deeper on that.
Industry.
Cool.
By somebody, I mean, I hope we know somebody.
I was wondering. I was waiting for you to come up with
us things.
I don't know anybody.
We have a reach. Tell us things. We'll get it out there to you. I mean, look what the Sonic Foamer is. It's in every household now.
Everybody.
Because we talk about it. One. Sonic Foamer. Are there any beers we need the Sonic Foam? Not right now. Later, maybe.
Foam is
properly foamed. Well, is there any other culture things before we get to the listeners segment?
Let's see. I'm trying to see if there's something I still need to announce. So,
I had two beers today.
Uh-oh. What are those two beers?
What's looking out for, bro?
Beer number one and beer number two.
Being caught.
Dang it.
What are segments again?
So
I have an announcement.
All right, so I'll just go ahead and say it, but I'll backtrack if I have to.
Uh-oh.
So 2 weeks from now, we're going to have two special guests on the show. You guys know about this. Don't act like you don't.
What?
Quit looking at me that way.
I actually thought it was tonight, so I kind of didn't do my homework.
So Tyler from Libertine and our friend Tony Bags will be in town. Ooh. And Tony was saying that if you guys have any questions for Tyler to go ahead and submit those to us so we can ask him.
Get back with us in all our social medias or just straight up email.
Yeah.
PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com.
Even if you just send us, who the hell is Libertine? That is a perfect question.
We'll ask him. Who the hell is Libertine?
So.
Libertine Brewing is going to be here.
And rumor has it they might try to do a tap takeover the same day. So,
tap takeover in town, Libertine.
So we'll see. Well, I don't know.
That's the rumor.
Maybe we'll just have a good show with an interview. Maybe something else will happen. Maybe. We'll find out. But
it's out
something
there
to look forward to in the upcoming shows. Yes. Teaser.
I'm looking out for show-wise. Nice.
Show beers.
I like it. Show beers.
Do we have a
Oh, yes. You can email us stuff.
V-mail?
Of audio mail. We can have that. You don't have to call us. You can send us stuff. Larry Talley did this.
We can't.
Uh-oh. Shit. Should probably test this before you do it. You should always test things, kids. God damn it. Why is that so low? Hey, guys, do you know why it's so low?
Is your volume up on the phone?
It's all up, bro.
All the way up.
I think. Yeah, well, I could have done more than that. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry.
Hey, I'm driving, taking one from Scotty B, even though I'll probably never meet him because I'm not from California, not anywhere close, but I'm on my way home from a bar right now. Just got off of
Careful,
work.
Man.
I had a Weinstephaner 1516, Sierra Nevada, Hoptimum Double IPA, and Bell's Brewery out of Michigan. They've got a spiced stout. Listening to the, I think two episodes ago was with Shayna and Rad Stacy.
Shayna.
I really think you guys should have them on the show more often if possible, because that was the fucking best.
I knew when you remembered their names.
I don't think I've ever listened to your episodes more than one time, but I think this is the third time I'm listening to them. So cheers, guys, and
Hashtag clam
hopefully
jam.
I'll get to meet you one day. But
clam jam, bro.
I'm in Michigan, so maybe not, but
maybe.
Yeah.
You never know.
Have a good night, guys.
Thanks, Larry. It's Larry Talley, man. Golden God Larry Talley.
Okay. I think the name.
One of our newest Golden Gods.
Golden Gods.
Speaking up for the Rad Stacy episode.
That episode was. I have yet to listen to that.
Clam Jam.
That one went.
Shayna. Shamalama Ding Dong.
That one was the wet t-shirt contest of podcast right there.
Oh, man. It was fun. I don't know if, like, well, that's good that Larry liked it, because I was, there's a lot of just talking over and a lot of just side talks and stuff, which is just usually just death for a podcast. Like, just podcasting 101, never do that. But it felt fun, so.
They use us as an example in the podcasting school.
Yeah. Like,
never do this.
Here's what you don't do. Have a bunch of people on drunk going, blah, 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 clam jam. But damn it, it was fun.
We're professionals.
We are professionals. We also
What time is it, Mikey?
Oh, yeah. It's time for stuff. Huh? We still have sound clips. We're, been keeping it mellow. We've been, trying to. If you missed the last episode, go back to it, because we did a house cleaning where we realized maybe we were getting too annoying, and we calmed our jets.
We want to be just annoying enough.
Just on the brink of like annoying where you shut it off just mm-hmm. before that.
We want to flirt with that. Dance on the line.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Driving.
I sing that song in my head all the time. 559-492-0542 is our voicemail line. We appreciate you calling, letting us know something beer important that is going on with you, show related or town related. Just something cool. Just keep it tight.
Ooh.
Just keep it tight.
Keep it right, keep it tight.
And we will gladly listen to them. And now I am going to take a moment while I fucking pull these up. Everyone, go about your business. You have other things you need to do.
Feel free to grab another beer.
Feel free to grab another Greer. Remember Greer?
Greer?
Wasn't Greer awesome?
Isn't that a cheese? Greer,
who is that?
Basis for
Oh
Rademacher
the Mallard
and Mallard. Why are female basses so hot? I don't understand.
Because bass.
Because.
Hey guys, Tony Baggs here.
Tony!
Just chilling in a nice little city called Van Nuys, hanging out with some new friends I just met.
Oh.
Well, one friend I know, one friend I just met. You guys might know these guys.
Hey guys, it's Kelly. I think we've met before. It's Kelly. How are you guys doing?
Kelly!
Nice to hear from you.
Hey, homes, I don't know what the fuck is going on, eh? But there's a lot of people around me.
Everywhere.
Everybody shaking my hands and shit, and I feel famous, eh? And guess what? Fucking Zorro's here, eh?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Fucking not Zorro.
Well, we wish you guys were here, and we're drinking.
And eating peanuts.
That's cacahuates, isn't it?
Oh my god, the peanuts.
Did she say peanuts?
That's what she said. All right, guys, talk to you later.
that was an epic last, just like impromptu get together in Los Angeles at McLeod Ales, or Los Angeles area, Van Nuys McLeod Ales, and that was Tony Baggs, Chew Your Beer, Kelly, and Zorro, but not really Zorro, Fucking Zorro. all listeners of the Perfect Four, all callers, all awesome, and actually had a impromptu Perfect Four listener meetup at McLeod. Like, I felt bad because I didn't see that on our Twitter for a few hours after. It looked like it was just kind of randomly, like, Chew was just like, hey, Perfect Four meetup. McLeod, right now.
Right now, coming down.
And I only noticed it a few hours later and right as they were meeting up. So it would have been cool, like, to be able to, if that could have been like a real, but it was cool to actually have four different people that was a perfect four in one place in a different city hanging out.
For me, it was technically five because my friend Andrew, he's listened to us before.
Uh-huh.
Andrew Gray, he was also down there with them.
He was there too?
Yeah. So.
Oh, that was the fifth, because I know there was in that picture, there was like another person. I'm like, is that just a random guy? Who is that guy?
It was funny with Chew. He was, or somebody was like sending Snapchats or tweets of photos and stuff. And I'm all, hey, that's Andrew in the background. They're like, I don't know who that is. I'm like, well, no, he's a Fresnan that's there with Kelly and all them. And he's cool. they all hung out for
And he's also cool.
While,
so. So by an hour later, you mean like 2 days later, like I did, right? That's what you guys really mean?
No.
Damn it. Fuck you, Twitter.
That's what you get for turning off your notifications, bro.
Yay.
I can call you that because you're actually my bro.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Aw, bros. Bro love.
It's not brew, it's bro.
Brew bro.
Brew bro.
Hey, guys. Paul here.
He's alive.
Hey, I just started listening on Friday morning. And I feel like I have to call in and give my 2 cents.
Uh-oh.
I, for one, and I know I'm not alone in this, I, for one, love the goofiness. I love the silliness, the tangents. I love the local references, even though I don't live in Fresno. I think it comes down to being human. You guys are three exceptional human beings. And you come out as being real people, right. And the more you listen to your show, the more you get to know each one of you, and I think that's the beauty of it. And so when you're human and you're funny and you're goofy and you make mistakes or go off on tangents or whatever, that's what makes it great. There are hundreds of beer podcasts out there that are all about content, and if that's all you want, then go and listen to them. I think they're boring as fuck. So I think, you know, hey, keep up the good work, right? But I also feel that I might bear some personal responsibility in the drop-off of listeners with all the ridiculous songs. So,
golden hits.
You didn't bring that aspect of it up. So I'll tell you what, and the good thing is that if I wasn't an extremely busy, stressed-out person, you'd be getting like 18 songs a week. So it's a good thing that I can only do what I can
somebody,
do. But that's my 2 cents, and I say, you know, just be yourselves and do what feels right. And if sometimes that means you get a little too drunk and you have fun, I think so many of us love that aspect of it. And I don't think you need to tighten up or clean up anything. I say keep being yourselves because you're beautiful people. All right, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Wow. He basically just said, don't let the world hold you guys down.
You just followed up Paul with a Paul song.
That's yep. Perfect pour. Don't let the world hold you down.
And we prefer Golden Hits from Paul.
It wasn't loud enough before. I didn't get louder.
Double so,
well, I
getting double
Paul,
Rammy.
Sorry to hear you're a little stressed. Glad we could help you with anything. So, anyway.
Somebody needs to get Paul less stressed and have to work less so he can do more perfect stuff.
By stressed, does he mean he asked for light cream cheese on his bagel and he got heavy? Is that what he means?
Maybe, it's like Marin stress.
Maybe
like,
from a musician standpoint, he's saying that his trombone is a little bit, rusty.
I'm out of slide oil.
And he needs some help with that. Yeah, if anybody lives in Fairfax, go visit Paul.
Hillsbills?
Help him out with his
rusty Hillsbills trombone. Has got a boyfriend now, trombone. I think. Can't,
yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
What are we going
I wanted extra salsa on my burrito. Extra.
Well, that was Paul. I was hoping to hear from Paul about our show content and how we're running the show. So yeah, that was pretty much the best.
What's the brewery in his town?
Best comments
it's not
ever.
Faction. It's
what?
What's the brewery in Paul's town?
It well that Iron Springs.
No.
Marin Brew Co.
No.
Moylan's.
No. Something with an F, isn't it?
Fairfax.
Fieldwork.
Fieldwork. That's well. That's in East Bay, but yeah, that's his. That's always, his jam. Yeah.
Isn't that his watering hole?
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody for that listens to our show, please go to Fieldwork and buy Paul a beer.
Yes,
that's. That's my...
How are we going to know this? But here's the problem with Paul. He's not on social media at all.
Yeah, but he would call us and to like, say that somebody beared it forward to him.
This Fieldwork needs one of those boards that Spokeasy has where you can... It's Spokeasy, one of our craft beer bars. You can buy somebody a beer by putting it on their... You know, here's some money. When that person comes in, they have a beer and they put it on their board and it just sits there on the board until that person comes in and notices yep. it. And I wonder how many times people come in and don't even know that their name is on the board. And
yes,
they get
wonder.
A free beer. Oh, why does that happen? Has my name been up there like 5 years now?
No, it took Matt like at least 2.5 months to figure out he was on there.
Oh, you bought him a beer.
I claimed both of my names on the board and Kelly finally reclaimed hers recently after
she might,
2 years.
Oh, okay. She might hold the record.
Years.
Yeah.
No, there's people that have it from 2013 on there still. Man. Yeah.
When they put the board up.
Yeah. But anyways, beer it forward is always a good thing.
I
wish we could do that. Maybe I'll call Fieldwork and be like, do you guys have a beer it forward program? There's going to be this guy called Paul from Fairfax.
You accept PayPal?
I don't know if that's going to be on his license, Paul from Fairfax, but...
He'll know what you mean.
This guy needs a beer
this
from
guy,
us.
Buy him a growler. Do you have any crowlers? Because he needs crowlers.
He needs a crowler.
Does he have Nitro Pro?
Maybe I'll just drive around for houses that have amazing showers. Maybe it'll stand out from the rest of it.
Like shower inspector.
That house has got a big shower. I'll let him through. Shower inspector. Let him through.
Shower inspector. We need to test the water pressure.
Paul. Hey, Perfect Four Podcast, James.
Hey, James.
James Bakersfield.
It's Friday, Big so I'm listening James. To the newest podcast out, and you guys were talking about some draft line singing on there.
All right, oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to weigh in on that a little
hey,
bit.
Somebody so, listens.
Yeah, we had some information.
In the distribution world, if you're not a self-distributed brewery, usually sign an agreement, a contract with whatever craft brewers or breweries that you partner up with, and usually, to my knowledge, always in that contract, there is a clause that says you take care of our beer in this territory, which means Vatico beer, etc., and it also includes a draft claim schedule for all their products. So most distributorships have at least one or have a group of draft cleaners dedicated to going out and servicing all the handles in their territory. I will tell you that is not always done by every distributorship. A lot of times that seems to be one of the things that people slack on. So a lot of people are just switching beers in and out, and it's usually, for the most part, I mean, unless a restaurant or an establishment is requiring to clean their own lines, they shouldn't have to do that. But with a lot of these new startup distribution hubs, and they're supplying beer to a certain territory, but they're not necessarily taking care of the product. So you'll have, just say, a smaller distributor that's like, hey, so-and-so beer, we want to distribute your beer, and we're going to get it out to as many places as we can in town, but we are not going to clean your line. And if we do, it's only going to be...
We don't do windows.
When we get a complaint, and they're very, very nasty. So sometimes that's a bit of a drawback to a smaller distributorship, is they may have not worked into the budget a draft cleaning crew or a person, and sometimes they hire out. Some of them are very, very good, and they either hire out or they work out an agreement with the establishment to clean the line. But it doesn't always happen. We've come across some very disgusting draft lines in our territory that people probably wouldn't want to drink after. But, you know, it's a very important part of the maintenance in any draft system to make sure that you're on your bi-weekly and your 90-day schedule for draft cleaning. It's just better for the beer, and it's better for the consumers and the establishment as well. So, anyway.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, wait. He's finishing up. To finish that thought up.
Hey, guys. James again. Sorry, I rambled on a little bit on that last one. But anyways, I'm past that. I just want to give a quick shout-out to Rad Stacy, the clam jammer herself. she was in town a couple days ago, and we did a little bite thing with New Belt or Fat Tire and Friends collaboration cake at the Bakersfield famous Moo Creamery, which was a great time with five really good beers, and or actually six really good beers, because Scott Tire was in there too, and that's a really good beer. So anyway, just a little shout out. Thanks for coming by. I just heard her on the previous podcast before this last one that was out, and her and her friend were pretty entertaining. Anyway, keep up the good work, guys.
Nice.
Talk to you guys later. Cheers.
James.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Man.
There's some static on our podcast.
No.
I didn't find bubble wrap, I promise.
Damn it. The next 20 minutes is going to be all bubble wrap popping. Do we have here?
This beer screams disappointment like a guy wearing Axe body spray. With all this writing on the label.
I love gold!
Totally ready for that.
That was right. That
Holy
was it.
Shit.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Peter Brewer's been knocked back by the aroma.
He's taking all the aromas. Bottle.
Stop taking the aroma!
This thing smells like a fucking Hershey bar.
All right. Middle pour.
This...
I get middle pour.
Peter Brewer got top pour.
I've never smelt a beer this.
Nick got middle pour.
I smell a smelly smell of something that smells smelly.
This is a listener beer.
Yeah. Ex El Perro. He has sent this to us, and it's get a hold of this, guys. It's from Canada.
Sorry, eh?
We had a Canadian
Ontario,
beer
on the show. Flying Monkey. Normal
You're
is weird.
You're a Canadian on the show.
Dude, this is more than s'mores.
The Chocolate Manifesto. Triple Chocolate Milk Stout.
Mm-hmm.
Flying Monkey. Limitless Edition. And it is the busiest label ever with all kinds of crap on it.
Wow. That is chocolate to the max.
Whoa.
Cocoa nibs.
Woo.
Water, barley,
oats. That is
10%,
bro.
Water, barley, oats, lactose, cocoa nibs, cocoa powder, hops, yeast. Alert, allergy warning, contains barley, oats, and lactose. So,
Canadians, they gotta warn you of all things.
Sorry, eh?
Sorry about the allergy.
Hey, hoser.
Sorry, you can't
three
have this
kinds
beer.
Of chocolate. Forest garden, shade-grown cocoa nibs, roasted whole cocoa powder, and chocolate malt. No, not that kind of malt. So, there are... So, when they say chocolate malt, just for people who may not be sure, it's not necessarily chocolate in the malt, but the chocolate... The roasting of the malt gives chocolatey flavors or taste to it, even though it's not actual chocolate. They're the same thing for coffee. There's malts that taste like coffee, and it's not technically coffee. But this, I have never tasted a beer with so much chocolate in it. It's insane.
Mm, that is, man.
This is like...
It's milk chocolate.
Yeah. Wow.
It is... I can almost, I'm almost getting a sensation of eating a Hershey bar. Yeah. Like, it's really close to the same as just eating a, like, I want to have this with my IPA because sometimes I'll have the chocolate with IPA and it's a good pairing. I'm like, now I need an IPA here. Damn it, we drank it all.
Not only am I smelling chocolate while inhaling, I'm still smelling chocolate when I'm exhaling. That's how potent this beer is.
Wow.
My lungs do not filter out all the chocolate flavor. It comes back.
Triple chocolate milk, so.
Triple, bro.
Triple.
Wow, that's insane. That is insane.
Hey, guys!
Move!
Can you hear
Wait,
me?
Hey, Scotty! Where'd you come from?
Scotty B! That was another great show, guys!
Show!
And you know what? If you want some feedback, I don't know if you really want to
keep up the feedback.
The kind of things that I think are funny, other people are just like, what the fuck? But I think it's hilarious. I think annoying people's funny, guys. I just get a kick out of it. But anyway,
it's fun.
My little tip, okay, my big tip.
Wow.
How you can
I want Scotty B's big tip.
Show
no.
Is to do kind of like what you did show before last. And let's have some more ladies on the show. Because ladies always bring the boys to the yard.
Sheena just
well,
stirred
also,
things
here's
up.
Here's another idea. Check this out. What if you added a fourth host?
Whoa.
No, I know what you're thinking. No, not me. I mean,
no, it's Sky BB awesome. But four
not
guys are too much.
Show, so don't, not me. And get a lady.
I knew he was going to go there.
Yeah.
So there's the brothers, the Mikey, and a lady.
And the lady.
And there's a few that would do a great job at it. I ain't going to say any names. I don't want them to think I'm being partial or biased or whatever. But
it's racist,
yeah, that's my idea. It's a pretty great idea, don't I? It's a pretty great guy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
Scotty B is.
Scotty B just complimented Scotty B.
He's like, I'm pretty great.
So basically, he just said we need to Ross this Fraser Crane podcast show.
Ross.
That was the female on the Fraser Crane.
Roz. It was Roz.
Roz. Whatever.
Ross.
You friended. Yeah, I went into the friends. I was like,
Ross Geller.
Yeah.
We were on a break.
Well, you know what? Here it is with, my opinion, a fourth guy would just not, just too many guy voices.
No, that'd be perfect. That means I could just show up less.
No guy voice can match.
It would have to be an insanely good fourth guy, but I don't know. Well, it's just like a band. If you've ever been in a band, you know, Nick knows this.
What?
The more people you add to something, the more complications there are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the simpler you can keep things, the better things work. So once you get out of the three people, then things just, it seems like the more people you add on, the more complicated things get.
Schedule.
You just don't want it to be so complicated.
And yeah. And then you also, as a podcast listener, when there's four or more people, you just, it's hard to like, who is that? I don't know who that is. Like, There's like a third and a fourth voice that you're just like, I don't know which person that is. They're just that fourth guy voice. I don't know who that is. You know, it just kind of, for me, as a
fourth guy
listening, let's podcast listening guy. Professional.
Out on location, fourth guy.
That explains why Mikey's Chevrolet El Camino is only a three-speed. He can't handle that fourth gear.
I don't know what to do with that fourth gear. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Why do you have it?
Yeah, I can't even get... I'm not legally supposed to get to that speed.
Is that like second,
my
third?
Car only needs three speeds. First, second, and awesome.
Yeah, bro.
That's a cool car.
It's got a light bar, man.
Light bar, bro.
Voicemails.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Tony back here.
Tony.
I'm drinking. Yeah. Guess where I'm drinking at.
Where?
Modern Times Anniversary Party. It is amazing. 15 unreleased Modern Times.
Unreleased.
Beers. It has been phenomenal. We got all some juicy IPAs. We got some sours. Highlight of the day is the funky barrel-aged Lumberland. Nice, crispy barrel taste. Nice dry saison, just all mixed together in one batch of loveliness. See you guys soon. Have a good time. Oh, keep up the good work.
Teaser. Teaser. That's a thing. Don't worry.
And that's what I like, is getting calls from a major event like that. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. So much chocolate in this beer. It's insane.
Yeah.
We're into the perfect four, eh? Check it out, eh?
No, Chocotazo.
Listening to the podcast, homes. A little bit of feedback, eh, about the show.
All right.
Why?
Let's go. Keep it
going. The show is good to me, eh? Check it out.
It's
Fresno Talk. It's I love the Fresno Taco because I don't think I'll ever fucking go to Fresno. Just kidding. That's it.
But it's nice
to, you know, when you guys talk about Fresno, is you guys being real and this is your neighborhood, this is your barrio, and it's good to know some information about your place, eh? It's somewhere I've never been to, so it kind of paints a picture in my head, eh? And shows me your where you live, it's More talk, it's a voicemails. I love the fucking voicemails, eh? Don't fucking cut us off. I'm just kidding, eh? Yeah, sometimes we can ramble along, but as long
as... Uh-oh.
Whoa. Oh. Was that intentional?
That was... I don't think so. Let's see. There's Marchu here.
What is the perfect port to you be here? Hey, sorry, A-Holmes. There's another call.
Oh, it was Chu's fault.
Yes. I
was
going to keep it down to 1A, but... And then you guys fucking ask questions on your fucking show. And now I feel like I got to call and answer your question. So I blame you, Matt, for your question about getting information on taps and the percentages of capacity and all that bullshit. I don't give a fuck, eh? I just show up. Whatever you have on tap, I'll have that. Easy.
Easy.
Another question or answer or part of the show today. Oh, shit, I fucking forgot. Oh, no. This goes back to you, Matt. Hey, I really appreciate you on the show. SA, just to let you know the information, very affordable about these situations when it comes to, like, they ask the question about tap lines and how you, I don't know how you clean tap lines, SA. So the way you said it sounds right to me, eh?
Oh.
So that kind of information is pretty cool, eh? I mean, you bring a lot of information because you work in the industry, I said. And that's
work.
Just pretty dope, I said. So I really appreciate the information you give me, eh? So I kind of understand the situation of cleaning and, you know, what have you. And part, the other side of the brewery, eh? Like in the service department, Holmes. I really appreciate that. So stop fucking asking. Stop asking questions, Holmes, and you won't get any fucking phone calls. So as long as you ask, I'm going to fucking keep calling. Another thing, this one's out to you, Nick.
Yeah.
Me and you, SA, we just came up with the beer, Holmes, listening to the show. Check it out, eh? Matt, talk to your people. Maybe you guys can brew this for us. Check it out, eh? DIY Garden Hose Sessional Pale Ale, Holmes. What I mean. And when we were kids, eh? What do you drink your water out of, eh? A garden hose, SA.
Right.
So what else would you want to drink your beer out of? Not a garden hose, but a beer that tastes grassy and
garden
piney.
Hose.
And low ABV, very refreshing. Damn, Holmes. Look at that shit, man.
Coming up with the names again, Chew.
Professional IPA or Pale Ale, eh? DIY, Holmes. Do it yourself. Fuck you, Holmes. It's on.
Burn it.
Stop asking questions. I won't call you back.
You better get home. Streetlights are on.
I do what I can with this show, you know. Sometimes I know things. Sometimes I don't know
things.
People can correct me all they want.
We need that industry guy, man.
Industry.
Garden Hose Session. That sounds like a Soundgarden song.
The Garden Hose Sessions?
The Garden Hose is 1,000 years wide.
Yes, that's the best one.
That beer is insanely chocolate,
hey guys,
by the way.
Paul here.
Paul's back.
You know, double Paul. Officially coming to Fresno in 1 week.
What?
Next Wednesday. Doesn't something perfect core related happen on Wednesday?
Nah.
Well, interesting. You're going to be getting some very fresh beer for your show.
What? What's going on?
But here's the thing. I'm taking the train in.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I'm going to need you to send the Dorktown limo out to pick me up. The Dorktown limo is unavailable. I guess I'll settle for the perfect poor Corolla. But anyway, I guess I'm going to have to figure all this out. I don't even know where the train station is in relation to anything else. Can I just, like, walk?
You could walk to Tioga.
It's walkable.
And find some beer, like, really quickly. That's the big question.
It's literally like a 7-minute walk.
I am looking forward to seeing you guys, hopefully.
Holy shit.
All right. Until then, cheers.
Cheers. Well, that's funny because next week, as scheduled, Fontana Jim is coming through town on Wednesday and is scheduled to be on the show. And if we could get
Paul from Fairfax.
Paul from Fairfax.
And Fontana Jim.
And Fontana Jim.
In the studio.
In the studio.
At the same goddamn time.
Whoa. That's blowing my mind right now.
So
look out for next week's show, maybe.
In downtown, would you say the city is 8th blocks or 16th blocks, brother?
Couldn't even guess.
Come on. So architect motherfucker.
They're probably 8th blocks at most. So the train station is on Tulare and U Street. And Tioga is no further than Tulare and H Street. Just go over it, just basically that. So
what time do you open on Wednesday?
4 o'clock. But just to put that in his mind, if he walks from U to H in the alphabet, that's how close he is to Tioga from the train station.
There you go. That's a good frame of reference right there. So you wouldn't have to necessarily Uber immediately. If you get into town at 4 o'clock, go over to Tioga.
Even if he shows up a little bit early and he's rattling the gate, he's like, hey guys,
I'm ready to drink beer.
You just got to start serenading
them. See, if you know somebody, maybe Bearded Brewer can let you in before 4.
I think I Fontana remember what
Jim
he looks like.
And yeah, oh yeah, he was there before.
I wanted to say he had like shoulder length hair, kind of a shorter beard going on. I'm probably screwing this whole up. He kind of had a Tom Cruise thing going on. not Brad Pitt. There we go. Not Tom Cruise.
Brad Pitt in the movie where he's a stoner.
Yeah.
True Romance.
So
True Romance, Brad.
So he kind of had that Brad going Pitt. On. I remember just sitting at the fire pit and somebody came over and they're like, hey, this guy says he knows you. Or if it was him himself just walked up to me and he's like, hi, I'm Paul from Fairfax. And I was like, why do I know this?
What's happening?
Why do I know this? And so we hung out and talked for a bit, but I imagine the same thing's going to happen. He's going to be like, hi, I'm Paul from Fairfax. But we need to get him on this. Paul, listen to this goddamn show.
Paul, damn it.
We need to get you on this show.
Oh my gosh. If Paul comes and funds in a gym. Wow. It's a good thing we didn't cancel the show a couple weeks ago.
That's it. Fuck it. We're done.
That's it. We suck now.
Perfect Poor Podcast. Fontana Jim here.
Hey, I did not plan that.
Camping for the last 2 weeks, so I've missed a lot of calls, no cell service, big giant public announcements for everybody. If you're ever camping up in Bridgeport, bring your beer with you. Because a 6-pack of good stuff will run you about $13.
Mm.
Other than that, maybe next week I'll make an extended call.
6-pack of Skull.
Thank you. See ya.
Oh. Keep up the good work, guys.
Extended
call. Extended call. You mean in studio?
A 2-hour extended call? Oh man, I'm gonna have to I'm gonna have to actually tune my guitar and maybe even restring it if Paul Fairfax is gonna be in the studio.
Called me up
live. He's gonna be the band. Paul, we're gonna put you in the corner. You're gonna be the band.
We'll be by the studio. We'll give you a mic, fridge.
But you gotta sit on a stool in the corner.
Paul Schaefer from Fairfax.
Yep. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Oh. Hey, Paul. Oh, Paul. Yeah, you got to do like a song for everything.
So we're gonna Craig Ferguson this. We're gonna have a live studio band for one day. Yes. Take it away, Paul.
Paul,
she called me.
Yep, left me. We'll mic your guitar, and we'll give you a mic and
periscope your performance.
We have a 5-year old's drum set in the studio.
I'll play it.
If you need drums.
A first act. People understand what that is.
Yeah. First act discovery drum set. Well, that was voicemails. And that was good. I had no problems with those at all. Those are good. Even the couple of double ones worked well. You guys know. We all know when we get a little too much, and I think we're cool. Yeah, now I've fucked up. God damn it! We need a fourth person just to work the board and not be on the show. Can we get that?
As well as bring us tacos,
isn't that? Yes, what's
taco like, assistant. Where are we at?
Like a producer?
Yeah, like a producer. Becky? No, she's got to sleep.
She wants no part of this.
None. Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave
a name. Let's all sing along with Paul's greatest hits.
Man, I'm re-energized for this show, man. Nice. All this positive vibes. But I like all the juju. I like the stuff when people say, I want it all. I want all the, like, no,
keeps
that's
you on your toes.
That's not good. This isn't good. This isn't, maybe I don't, I listen to it all. And it's good to get some ebb and flow of the feedback. So I'm fired up, man. Fired up. Untapped. I am Dorktown on Untapped. If you like to follow me, if you don't use Untapped, then you don't know. You don't get a free preview of this segment. Well, I had a Maiden in the Shade from Oregon Brewer Ninkasi, and it's, you always got to watch out when a, because this beer has been cheap around town. It's a IPA, basically a session IPA. It's 6.8. Yeah, it's pretty session, bro. And it's been $5 in town, like a bomber for $5 an IPA. You're like, what's going on? Like, why is this $5? Then I saw it for $4.
Whoa!
Like, what's happening here?
The word here.
That just kind of raises an eyebrow. It's like, why is it so cheap? So I bought it, drank it. It is not terrible. It's not terrible. It's definitely better than $5, $4. But it is very, it's nothing to write home about for sure. It's just kind of like, I did have beer. It was good. Was okay. So I guess it's definitely worth the price anyway. Maiden the Shade. I think they should have just called Maiden Shade, and then you could have booked it out for them. A Villager six pack, the Villager from Fort Point, brewing up in the Bay Area, Fort Point. They got that at Whole Foods.
Oh, in the single section?
No, it's six packs.
Cans. Six packs. I thought you said build your own for some reason.
Oh, no. Villager. I said Villager. I said Villager.
Build your own.
Which, you know, I could extrapolate to build
your own. Yes. They're the ones that did the Westphalia.
Yes. Right? Yes. Those cool can artwork.
Yeah.
Man, those are going down so, like, I had three the other night.
Didn't just, even realize
like,
it.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm like, man, I need another one.
Honey,
I actually had the self discipline to not have a fourth, because that's when trouble, like that's in the morning after, like, why did I have four? Because that fourth one usually causes the problems that you feel the next day.
That's when you don't care what you post on Instagram anymore.
Yeah, that's when your Snapchat gets kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. That's when stuff starts happening, that fourth beer. Like, yeah, things start breaking down. So I at least was able to stop at the third beer. But,
every fourth beer incredibly, should be on the side of tater tots.
Just incredibly egg with. Alpine Duet.
Nice.
Never go wrong with that. Of course, the Apopolos is open.
What?
Yeah. I already talked about how I said XBA there because it was steel / take the glass. I didn't even look at the price, so I don't know if I actually stole it or paid for it. I don't know. I just signed the bill. But I'm going to let you guys talk more about Apopolos, and I'll chime in. That's about all I've been caught drinking this week. Bearded Brewer. Oh, I thought you had your Untappd open. Sorry, man. You actually have it notated.
Yeah, I already wrote it.
You're old school.
I picked up a 4-pack of Oneida.
It's good.
Been sipping on those. They
keep coming out. Fig Tree keeps popping them out there.
Should be a 6-pack.
The 99 Golden Ale via can. I've been sipping on those. Mount Whitney XPA from Tioga Sequoia. I had a Pliny.
What?
Huh? Yeah.
Pliny.
What?
Rick of Rick and Peggy, he gifted me a Pliny. It was in one of his socks, but
Pliny sock.
He said it cuts down on the clinking noises, which I believe him. And it was a clean sock, I will say that. But that was the way it was delivered to me. Me and the brother over the weekend were able to enjoy a Monterey Street Pale Ale from Central Coast Brewing. Brennan, I believe, was the gentleman's name. The brewer from Central Coast happened to come through town, and he dropped off a growler at Tioga. I unfortunately missed him. I was not there. But still, thank you for the beer. It's my favorite one. I wish it would have made it to the podcast, but it didn't. Sorry, Mikey.
Damn it.
I'm going to double check his name just to be sure. Brendan. Brendan from Central Coast had come through town. And then also sharing with the brother at the family retreat, we had a barrel-aged vanilla bean Midnight Lightning from Tioga Sequoia. We brought out the Velvet Merkin, which is the barrel-aged oatmeal stout from Firestone Walker. And I brought out the Celebratory Ale number 2 from Barrel House. I had one of those sitting in the fridge and cracked it out. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Pretty good. Apopolos grand opening. I made it out for that. I know people are tired of hearing me talk about it. But I've been there 2 times in the week since they've been opened. I'm trying to pace myself. I could go there every day if I wanted to, but
was it jammed up the second time you went? Or
it was second time I went during the lunch hour. So yes, all seating was filled up. And there was a wait for tables, but the bar was virtually empty. There was about almost a dozen open seats, and the high top tables, which are included in the bar area, those were open.
Are the high top this is what I was wondering. I didn't find out. Are the high top tables reserved for people getting tables? Those are open tables.
That's bar seating.
Oh,
so we just blow past the hostess and go sit at the bar. We just straight up.
You're like that cool.
That's what happens. And beers or no beers.
Oh.
We just go up there and
they give you food. Up. They will serve you food at the bar.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. See, this is full new menu, to Poplos. So we need to find these things out.
Standard issue with most places that they will have high top tables and bar seating that anybody could just go up and sit down. It's Applebee's, it's whatever, Buffalo Wild Wings. It's pretty industry standard, and now that's available at Poplos. You can just go up, sit down at the bar, and get served, and not having to wait for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes for a table. You know, it's still the same thing. Somebody will wait on you, and things will happen. But opening night, I enjoyed an Orange You Glad, which was a blood orange IPA from Tioga Sequoia.
Orange You Glad, I didn't say banana.
House of Pendragon had their Blonde Ale on draft, which I did enjoy. Firefall Red from Tioga Sequoia, and I had the XPA on Nitro, as mentioned by Mikey.
Nitro, XPA, bro.
Those are the beers I've been drinking this past week.
The Nick 80 on Untapped.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, yeah. I had a Luponic weekend. Interestingly enough, they just kept popping up.
It was a Luponic
number two, number one.
Luponic, it was number one everywhere. Uh-huh. Well, I take that back. I don't know what Poplos had. They just, the girl.
It was probably number two.
It was so busy in there. I asked her for one beer and she didn't know. And so I saw a tap handle I recognized. I said, just give me that one. No time to even ask her. Is this number one or number? It was like, that wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. So whatever Poplos has, I had that.
You couldn't figure it out, man, with your advanced palate.
No.
Come on, bro. I wouldn't be able to figure it out.
He was there for the pizza.
I was there. No, I was there for the beer too. Okay. 20 taps now. That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Not, and I would have got a second, but the same thing. They were just so freaking busy. Like the girl never even came back to check on us for water, let alone another beer.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Like my stapler.
So we got our pizza and our salad bar, and we hauled ass out of there.
Vomitost.
It was good, though. I'm looking forward to going back. Hopefully, they have macaroni salad next time.
They did.
See?
When I went back the second time, they had it there.
They have macaroni salad now.
Damn it.
Mac salad is
and it's there. Confirmed.
It's confirmed. My second Luponic distortion was at Elbow Room. That's the one that saved me from doing a situational beer.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Oh, nice save. The
Cougar Central Restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many Cougars came up to you? Yeah, Fontana Jim and Paul and Fairfax. If you like Cougars, we know where to send you, bro.
We have lots
They've
of places.
They've got Luponic
for you.
On tap and Cougars.
So there was that. Cougars and Luponic. What more? Oh, and steak sandwiches. What else do
Cougar could you Luponic. Want?
Cougar Ponics.
And Ray Appleton might walk in.
Cougar Ponics worked for me.
Works for me.
Ghost of Jerry Tarkanian sometimes. Runners around there.
I don't know these people.
The
sports.
The local all-time radio station's a catty corner from
all-time Fresno State Bulldog coach Jerry Tarkanian, UNLV. Coach, college basketball?
Yeah. I was just going to say that.
I know.
Totally just going to say that. My weekend sixer was a Torpedo IPA from Sierra Nevada. I had
a good Torpedo.
Pilsner Urquell. Have not had that in a long time. And we were talking about lagers for some reason.
Lager.
And that came up. So I was like, I'll try it. I have not had this in a long time.
Lager.
And I did have a taster of that stupid Alpine
golden. Oh, damn yes. It. All right. What the hell was this Alpine? Because I saw that Alpine tap when I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But I just assumed it was probably, you know, Duet or something. I'm like, had it.
That would have been all right.
I didn't even look at it. Yeah. And I see you guys buzzing about some bad Alpine beer on tap. I was like, what? What was this?
It's not bad. It's probably, you know, done terrible. Really well. Whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Done well for the style.
Yeah, but it's a honey blonde or a golden blonde or some ugh. Bullshit.
Ugh.
Mandarin nectar.
Just kill that style, yeah. Please, beer.
It's only there.
I'm asking you one thing, beer. Stop doing blondes.
It's there to prove who's a beer drinker and who's a hipster. And Alpine, I've heard of it.
All right, man, I'm having it.
I could have swore from across the room I heard the girl say Mandarin citrus, and I was like, cool, I'll have it. And then I had it, and I was like, I looked to my friend to the right of me, and I'm all, hey, Steven, I'm all, you want a free beer? Because here it is. And that's what happened.
Ooh, yeah. Wow. Alpine / Gleanflash.
Gleanflash.
Is not perfect.
Fleenglash.
Fleenflash.
Yeah.
Wow.
Had oh, and I had a Modern Times passion fruit lens.
Nice.
Goza.
It's pronounced
Ghost.
Dumas. Looking out for, let's do it. What are we looking out for? Some beers to look out
there
for.
There was an interesting article that popped up. The Full Pint had just posted about this.
TheFullPint.com. One of your great informational craft beer resources.
San Diego, California, your voices have been heard. The logistics have been praised, and we are proud to announce the birth of a brave new Modern Times tradition, the 16-ounce canned Ooh. Specialty release. We simply could not be more pumped about the prospect of unleashing some canned whales.
Whales, bro.
And our inaugural release is a doozy. Attack Frequency. The can has a total cool outlook. It looks nothing like Modern Times released.
Yeah, yeah.
Attack Frequency is a mouthwatering Attack tropical juice bomb of an IPA brewed with Citra, Amarillo, El Dorado.
You're and, saying all the things I like
and
here.
Raccoon Are you okay over there? Hops. Mm-hmm. And taken
I got a
to
semi.
nine impossible levels of juiciness.
It's impossible. What? This level of juiciness is impossible.
What's the malt bill?
Nine.
Yeah, what's the malt bill?
Nine on irresponsible levels of juiciness.
Irresponsible.
These are big words.
This beer is irresponsible.
They don't understand that people are drinking beer while trying to read this.
Yeah,
with the addition of guava and apricot. Guava and apricot into an IPA packed full of hops. Seriously, we could spend more paragraphs describing this, but how good did that just sound? This is 7%.
That's such a writer out. Like, I could do more, but I'm not.
The 7% ABV stunner will be headlining our next BPT sale? Beer People Trade? I don't know. Along with supporting bill full of barrel-aged awesomeness that we'll reveal later. The pickup window for Attack Frequency will only be 1 week long to ensure freshness and will begin the week of the Festival of Dankness. So if you're coming from out of town for the best hoppy beer festival on the planet.
Yes, I am.
Plan to take some ridiculously awesome cans home with you. We'll send the details
I'll plan on that.
So it's fuck. I need somebody down there at this time during the Festival of Funkness. I need one of those cans in search of whatever.
Festival of Dankness.
A 7% IPA with guava and whatever the fuck you want to put in it. I want to try it. Sorry.
Well.
I got a little passionate. There.
I hope
Sorry,
my
guys.
Plans come to fruition, and I'm down there for that.
Fruition.
I'm fruition.
That's what I'm looking out for.
Itching. Yay, Nick.
Hi.
Is there anything you're looking out for? Should we all look out for? What should we look out for?
I don't know.
I want to know.
This might not be hard to do. I just got to get my ass out and do it.
Oh.
Spokeasy. It's already here. Right,
easy.
So I'm looking out to go try this beer while they still have it. That's my.
Is it a field work?
It is a field work.
Oh yes,
it is. It's a field work And it's something you would normally pay $6 for at Disneyland, a.k.a. churro.
Yes.
I'm looking out for this.
They have the churro beer from Fieldwork.
Churro beer.
Churro Kingdom.
Churro beer. That sounds... I don't know. It sounds freaking weird and probably disgusting, but it also sounds awesome at the same time.
I've had a churro beer
so
before.
I would like to try it.
It makes
sense. But it's a churro cream ale.
Oh, that was the churro beer.
It's not
beer
a churro
you
stout.
Before.
The churro stout from Tioga Sequoia.
Who's Tioga Sequoia?
Local brewery in town. It was a milk stout with, believe it was cinnamon and something else. I can't remember what flavors you add in to make churro, but I know it had cinnamon.
All natural churro flavors.
You just
a cream ale. That's interesting.
Yeah, that is the interesting part. But they garnish it with an actual churro.
So. Ooh, churro garnish.
Just fucking throw a churro in the beer.
Is it like a Disneyland churro?
It better be. I'd settle for a Costco churro. You know, in a pinch. does the trick.
Yeah, I want to try that too. You hear that, Paul and Fairfax? They got Fieldwork on tap in town. Man,
local buy.
You got a lot of. If you're coming here on the Wednesday, this goes for Jim and Paul. You got a lot of work to do, and you got about 4 hours to get everything in before you come to the studio. So, make sure your Uber app is loaded in.
I went on standby.
Have your Uber app loaded in, and because we have Uber Fresno, we're pretty
and Lyft
high tech. Yeah, we got Lyft too. If you're like into that. So, we're ready. I think Paul and Jim could hit all the spots. The major, like some, you can't hit every spot, but
as long as they're open, that's the tricky part during the week.
Yeah, early.
Like Smokies didn't open.
If you're
going to
be on Wednesday early,
yeah,
the House of Pendragons open early, right?
At noon, or are they on Wednesday?
I think they're before noon. Yeah.
So House and Pendragon's your best bet if you're going.
Also the farthest
but
out.
Popolo's and Eureka Burger open by 11.
Yep.
True.
You want to try that. Rock-a-Dog would be open.
Mm-hmm.
And then after, you know, if you want your meals, that's where I would start. If I'm on a Wednesday in Fresno, I'm starting at Popolo's, Eureka Burger, Rock-a-Dog. One of those three.
Ooh, nice.
And
we also have to check out Colton's one of these days. I've heard good things.
Yeah. Social House.
But it's in Clovis.
If you download out, the application beer menus, digital pour, they actually have the Colton Social House menu on there. You can see what's on draft.
Did you say what time Spokeasy opens?
I think it's 3. It's late in the day.
Well, that's earlier than Tioga. They're lazy over there. 4.
So I was just happened to be looking at the Flying Monkeys bottle cap, and on the inside they have a little passage. When everything is coming your way, you might be in the wrong lane.
Get it? Is that a Frogger reference? when does Goldstein's open on a Wednesday, you think?
They're typically 11 a.m.
Oh, you hear that?
Ooh,
I wonder who's working. You think
at 11? What the hell?
Do you think any of the clam jammers would be working on a Wednesday?
Sometimes they've invited me to go out there at 11 a.m.
Ooh, hear that, Jim and Paul? Might be gold scenes might be a thing to do.
I'm probably going to eat crow right now.
Looking it up. Oh, well, some
Monday
to look out
Thursday,
for.
They are 3, sorry. Friday 1, Saturday 11, Sunday 1.
Kern River has a triple IPA they're bottling.
Damn.
It is called Hop Nuki.
Oh, yeah.
And people are comparing it to Citra, but not saying it is not as good as Citra, but that it's comparable. There's a different hop build, so it's not exactly like Hop Nuki replacement for Citra, but it's Kern River doing a triple IPA, and it looks like it's going to make it to the Fresno market. And I haven't seen it yet, but God, look out for that. I mean, it's Kern River doing a triple IPA, Hop Nuki.
As long as you just didn't. Sorry, never mind. I failed on that setup. Is that what you did it for, Mike? Is that what you did it for?
Yes. I did it all for it.
Ah, see. For now you know where I was going with that.
Oh, man.
Of course.
You get a free download with purchase of that bottle. 3 MP3 download.
Oh, sorry.
Doing stuff over here. Well, I have another looking out for. I had earlier in the week, I start building my looking out fors like during the week in between shows.
So do we.
Yeah, so you guys
are
sure.
Yeah.
And what I put down there was Dust Bowl has a grapefruit IPA, grapefruit IPA called Canal Surfer. And that is so fucking local. I was just like, oh my God. And I saw this on some random like IPA Instagram account, not local. And I saw Canal Surfer. I was like, oh my God, that's so rad. I'm like, what other area does canal surfing other than Fresno? And I saw those Dust Bowls, like, holy shit, why did I not hear about this? Why does some out of town Instagram getting Canal Surfer IPA? And then I saw it at they have it at Moreau Shell, but I think I had it at Whole Foods and it was just one left.
Oh shit. Yeah, I didn't see it.
I was just there. Yeah, and it was the last
yesterday.
One. It was the last one. It was a couple days ago.
Okay.
So it's hitting Fresno if you're a local person.
Damn. So it's already gone. Ooh, freshies.
Freshies, bro.
Is that crushable?
I love gold.
We'll see. So a looking out for beer that came to fruition during the week.
That sounds good.
In the valley we have lots of canals, and I think when I was a kid, I remember seeing somebody doing canal surfing.
Nice.
Which is basically you have a truck on the canal bank and somebody's in a surfboard or water skis or, a board, and they're just basically surfing the canal with some sort of board. And that's what the label is, and when you can tie in a local reference to a beer name.
Yeah, watch those currents.
Yep. Watch the gates.
Watch the gates.
Grapefruit IPA too. Enjoying.
It's waiting for the aroma to kick in. It's light on the aromas.
Yeah, the aroma's not. The room is not popping.
It's looking for a something heavy, Doc.
But it's good though. I like it.
Whoa.
Crush a bowl.
Man, that's nice.
Super fresh.
The grapefruit is not overpowering at all, but it is there.
7.3. Nice.
That's a wheelhouse for your brewer, 7.3. Isn't 7.4 like your
refreshable?
Your favorite, Matt? 7.4 on an IPA?
I prefer 6%.
Oh, no, you're lighter. That was me.
Oh. I forgot that was me.
So some a lot of festivals, man, happening. We were talking about... Festival of Dankness from Modern Times in August, which I'll hopefully be at. Moreland's Famous Breast Fest is happening Saturday.
Whoa.
Moreland's up in Marin, and maybe Paul will go to that before he can tell us about it next week, maybe. It's a breast cancer fundraiser, basically, and it happens every year. So there's a little Moreland's Festival. The Wicked Weed has their Funkatorium coming up, and I think Wicked Weed out in Nashville, North Carolina, I think that's all sold out, but they're saying that we got an email saying you can, if you would like to be a volunteer, you can get yourself in.
Whoa.
You know how that works, guys. A GABF is coming soon. Now, these tickets go on sale in a few weeks for GABF. And GABF season is exciting because that's when you'll have breweries making their GABF beers, and usually one or two you can kind of get a preview of. And Bear Republic has actually sort of a small festival around that where you can preview all their GABF beers. Whoa. At the place. They'll have 20 beers on tap. They're doing this September 25th. GABF is October 6th to the 8th. The tickets for GABF go on sale August 2nd for members of the AHABA and August 3rd for the general public. Those are $80 tickets. Are we going to ever make it to GABF? Any reputable craft beer podcast needs to have somebody that has gone to GABF. We have not done this yet. We got to figure this out.
We just need some media passes.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that. It's the hotel and flight. I don't think they're going to pay for that. So we need
all of that.
Yeah. We may be able to get media passes, but the hotel and the airline ticket, that's what we need to figure out. Mm-hmm. So one day we'll go to GABF and we'll be cool like other beer people. Cheers! Give out some cheers to our listeners that we feel need cheersing this week. I would like to cheer some untappers.
Nice.
Barbara Plunka, Tony Rogers, Nick Darwa, Dylan T., and Tom H., and obviously every week, our golden gods, our patrons. You can actually donate money to the show, the money that goes to the cost of the show / beer. Patreon.com/perfectbore, or just look in the show notes. It's unless you're listening on Stitcher, all the show notes are clinkable. Clinkable and clickable. PerfectPourPod.com otherwise, and go there and see the links to Patreon. You can see how you can donate to the show on a weekly basis. $5 or more, you get, not only are you being awesome and donating to the show, you get to hear the tailgate, and you get the episode a couple hours before the regular people do. And then, like this, our controversial, where we're trying to figure out why the show has been losing listeners and this whole thing. I went to the Golden Gods first and was like, what can you guys tell me that we're doing wrong or we're doing right or whatever? Those are the first people I go to. So, there. So, yeah. And I appreciate, cheers to everybody that's given us feedback over the past couple of weeks and stuff. I keep them coming, and things you think we need to tweak or things you think are awesome, keep them coming. We really appreciate it. We love doing the show and love making the show entertaining for everyone. And that's the whole point, and that we want to do it for as long as everybody lets us do it. So thanks, guys. Any cheers brothers have? Nick?
Cheers to Instagram, Power Bar Bernie.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah. Power Bar Bernie.
Fresno.
Cool name. Oh, it is. Okay.
Oh, you know who it is.
Maybe. I just know he's a Fresnan.
Ah.
Good enough for me.
Cheers to 3B Zine for the rad stickers.
Oh, yeah. We got some 3B Zine stickers in here, guys. Yeah. Support /  indie beer.
Cheer beer. Send the stickers.
Cheer beer. Hey,
stickers. Garden hose.
Yeah. Indie beer, bro.
Cheers to Untappers. Roger, Pine and Palm Rogers, and Untapper now. Kurt Wow, Celtic Chad, and Eric Zuazo. There you go. Sandiagan.
Sandiagans. bitter brewer.
Yeah. So cheers to XL Perro, or Big Dog. He's currently sending us some beers, which should make it for the next podcast.
Yes, an influx of new beer.
Cheers to Daily. He's threatening to send us beer, so we'll see what happens.
Don't piss me off. I'll send you beer.
I'll do it. Celtic Chad also cheers to him. It's also a new untapped friend. Daisy, she's a friend of mine. Cheers to a new untapped. And cheers to Jazz from Portland, Oregon, untapped friend. Edwin from Arizona. I think it's Phoenix. And
yes, Phoenix.
Phoenix, hot.
I've lived there.
You've lived in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
What'd you do there?
Lived life, bro.
I just lived life.
My first half of my senior year was in Phoenix. My second half was in... No, second half of my junior year in high school was in Phoenix/Tempe, and then I finished up in Lakewood/Los Angeles.
And then there's Robert Stewart, very normal sounding names, but Knoxville, Tennessee. I can't. That's probably my second Tennessee friend.
Yeah. So you're in Tennessee. Anything. You can look him up and say, "Hey, bro, you got a futon?
Got a futon? 55 for."
For an old beer dude passing through town.
Cheers to those peoples.
Yay, cheers to everybody that listens to Perfect Pour, that promotes us, that talks about us through whatever channels you can talk through. We super appreciate it. We always could use reviews and just being your positive vibes, bro. To the show. We appreciate it. And, one more beer before we go, though.
What? How'd you sneak that in here?
Oh, damn it. Terrible opening.
That was a flat 12.
I love gold!
That opening definitely sounded flat, but you're right. It was a 12-ounce beer. Oh, the Nikkei, or the Nikkei.
No,
Bitter Brewer is doing
something. It's not me. How dare you?
This is from Drake's Brewing in the East Bay. It is a brand new session IPA.
I love Drake's.
It has got some. It is called Kickback IPA.
Whoa. Totally doesn't look like their label.
Yeah. Nope, it is a complete change up from Drake's. It is awesome label work. It's got that 60s Hawaii design, which is one of my favorite designs of all time. That 60s mid-century modern hot Hawaii.
Oh yeah,
design.
Tiki gods.
I love it. So just by label art alone, had to buy this. If locally they have it, I think Fig Tree has it now too. Fig Tree and Moroshell have it. Not a lot of aroma.
Yeah, I actually kind of like this.
It's got floaties.
Flavor crystals.
It's got some flavor crystals.
We dubbed those flavor crystals.
It's crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at this. Right above the UPC, they say scan with untapped app.
Oh, they're like holy encouraging shit. You. Is untapped... there's untapped has... A guy in San Francisco and a guy in New York, right? I think the untapped.
And they sold out, and there's a whole team, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, they sold out, yeah. Sold out.
Sell out, untapped.
I like it. I'm glad I have a six-pack in there.
Sashable, bro.
Sash, bro. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Was there one this week that... You could pick over every other. I think the interesting one, the most interesting, was this chocolate manifesto.
It stood out. That's
man,
for sure.
That is it. That is a Hershey bar, a drinkable Hershey bar.
I'm just going to pick Protocosmos. I'm just going to pick it.
That third party candidate, pretty damn good. But this Drake's is kickback, huh? It's totally kickback, bro.
I'm kicking back right now.
That Canal Surfer, oh man.
That was good.
Right. right up there.
All right.
It's not a grapefruit sculpin, but not everything needs to be loud, so. It was perfect.
All right. Well, we had fun this week. Hope you did, too. Have a great week drinking craft beer. Think about us while you're doing it. Be safe. And we'll see you next week on The Perfect Four.
Same bum, bum, damn bum. Time, same damn channel. Bum, 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 bum. Thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour.